சதாசிவசமாரம்பா சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமா அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
எவ்ரி ஹியூமன் பீயிங் லுக் ஃபார்வர்ட் prosperity, development in his or in her own future life. This is the intrinsic desire of every human being. My future life, how it is going to be? I want full development, prosperity, progress in my future life. At different areas, at different stages of life, everyone put effort for that prosperity or development. For example, at student level, as a student, I want my future development. Which subject I have to choose? Which college I have to join? Which course can give more money? So my development, my prosperity regarding my future at student level. When I become an employee or as an employer, I look forward my development at job level, increments, promotion without transfer, promotion without transfer, exclusively in the same place. So that type of prosperity or development is there in the mind of a person. Another stage of life, household life. As a householder, family development, of course increments also. At family level, I want prosperity. My children, my grandchildren. Like that, everyone is having this type of eagerness regarding one's own future. As I am planning for my future development, prosperity, as I am planning, I am working for that, suddenly one day I come to know one fact. Suddenly one day I come to know the fact. That fact is my future development, prosperity is unpredictable. There is uncertainty. There is unconformity. I do not know my development, progress, prosperity, what it is going to be. Because I have no total control, I have no total power, what way I want. When I come to know this, there is a great disappointment in the mind, in the heart. This is where I want my prosperity, my development in future. But I cannot withstand this unpredictability, uncertainty, unconformity regarding my future. This helplessness situation, when it comes, everyone faces at one point of time. Everyone faces. I recognize my helplessness, nissahayata. Once I recognize my helplessness, nissahayata, then who is having the power? who is that controlling? Why I do not know? Why I don't have power? Why I don't have control over my future? Somebody is having that control power. Who is that somebody? God. God is having power. The Lord is the one who controls my future. The Lord is the one who has got the power over my future prosperity. It means I am just an instrument in the hands of the Lord. Just like a puppet. I am a puppet in the hands of the Lord. Because my future is not in my hands. This thought comes in the mind. Once this thought comes, Shastra says, no, I don't want you to think like that. Shastra says, I never accept this thought what you are getting. The Lord is responsible. I am the just like puppet in the hands of Lord. I don't accept, Shastra says. When the person thinks like this, the Lord is the responsible one. Lord alone is having power. What it means? According to my fate, according to my fate, because my fate I do not know, God only knows. I am just like an instrument in the hands of the Lord, means I am controlled by the karma phalam. I do not know my karma phalam. That karma phalam, the result born out of my actions of this life or previous life. Karma phalam means the result of actions which I have done either in this janma up to yesterday, up to morning, or in the previous janma I have done. So my karma phalam is in the hands of Bhagavan. Bhagavan controls. So this type of thinking, that means the word given for karma phalam in the Shastra is called fate or daivam. It can be called as daivam or it can be called as prarabdha or it can be called as destiny. My karma phalam can be called as prarabdha or daivam or fate or destiny. I don't have any control. Once you say like this, you are a fatalist. That is called fatalism. You are a fatalist, throwing whole responsibility upon God and entertaining this thought, avanendri, oranavu, asayadu. Avanendri, oranavu, asayadu. Telugu lo, they say, in Telugu, Ishwara agne leka cheemaina kuttadu. In Telugu, they say. In Tamil, they say, avanendri, oranavu, asayadu. Nothing can happen without Bhagavan's order. This is called fatalism. Shastra says, Shastra accepts fate. Shastra never says there is no fate. Shastra accepts. But Shastra says, this fate is like only that fate you go to in a horoscope, no? Or a horoscope. How you want to know that your karma phalam, karma and phalam is going to come. You go to an astrologer, horoscope. you put your karma phalam in the hands of horoscope. And horoscope, you think that each planet is controlling my life. Venus planet, Jupiter planet, Sun planet, Moon planet, or stars, they are controlling my future prosperity or development or future progress. Shastra says, planets are not controlling. Planets do not have power to control. Really speaking, planets are the indicators. Planets are the indicators of your karma phalam. When planets show their direction, for example, you see in the car, when you see the fuel meter, when there is a tank full petrol is there, the fuel meter shows yellow shade. When the fuel is going to over, it comes to reserve. Afterwards it shows red light blinking. It is a warning. Fuel is going to over, search for a petrol bunk. Otherwise you have to stuck. You have to get stuck. It gives a warning. The red light blinks. Then, what you come to know through this? Fuel indicator is not responsible for the movement of the car. Fuel indicator never pushed the car forward. Fuel indicator can never push the car forward. What pushed the car forward is petrol. Fuel, not fuel indicator. Yes? All of you know this? Similarly, planets are just like fuel indicators. Your karma phalam is the petrol which push your life forward. Understand? Therefore, never blame the planets. Whatever you do, Shani Graham Shanti or Kuja Shanti, any dosha Shanti when you do for planets, it is only to show your gratitude. Never the planets are responsible for your future life. They are the indicators of your karma phalam regarding your fate, regarding your prarabdha, regarding your destiny. If I take only fatalism, take up that fate or fatalism, if I am a fatalist, Shastra says, there is one advantage, a temporary advantage is there in fatalism. What is the temporary advantage, you know? Bhagavan gives sufferings to me. Today morning only one lady called me, one student from other state. She is telling one incident, exactly what I want to tell you today. One point, she is talking by phone. What is that, you know? Last week one incident happened, Swamini. I have lost my jewels. 6.5 lakhs costliest jewels I have lost. I do not know where I have kept, how I have lost. But I am very much disturbed. I do not know what am I doing, because those jewels I have got from my mother-in-law. But I felt very, very disturbed. I became so annoyed. Anxiety, tension, so much is overpowering my mind. Then I went and sat in front of Bhagavan. Bhagavan, you have given me this suffering, this crisis situation, to teach me a lesson. you have given me this crisis situation to teach me a lesson. How much I am having identity towards my property, possessions. I am thinking I am a great devotee. I am a Vedantic student. I have lot of detachment. But after this incident, I come to know how much refinement I required. You have given me this crisis situation only just to refine my mind. Tunba pudathiritti thuyavai naaki vaithai. God takes you under the water not to drown you but to cleanse you. For cleansing purpose, Bhagavan takes you under the crisis situation, not for drowning but for refinement, maturity. Therefore, if I am a fatalist, avanindri oralavu asayadu, suppose I say it is okay, temporarily, initially accepted. Shastra accepts nothing wrong in that. For my maturity, I take that Bhagavan alone is giving me a refining mind, mental refinement through this situation. I accept, I learn a lesson because I am a fatalist. Because everything is in God's hand. The Lord alone is doing everything. This crisis, suffering also, Bhagavan only has given. So this is the one way advantage. But there are many disadvantages if I am a fatalist. If I am a fatalist, what are the disadvantages? What are the problems? There are 6 problems. If Bhagavan alone is the responsible for my life, future development, he is the karta, I am just the instrument. The instrument is just to do according to the master, say, moves. So Bhagavan is the responsible. What is the law? Who is the doer? He is the enjoyer. Who is the doer? Yaha karta saha bhokta. He alone has to reap the karma phalam. If Bhagavan is the karta for all your sufferings, for all your future problems, for all your future development, Bhagavan alone is the cause, he is the karta. When you are going by car, the car goes wrong side, they won't keep the car in the prison. Whom they keep in the prison? Whom they take to the police station? Car or the, who is the sitting in the car driving? The owner of the car will be taken to the police station. Why? He is the one who is using the car. Car is just instrument. They never punish the car. Similarly, whatever is happening to me, Bhagavan is responsible. Bhagavan is the karta. He is going to experience all punya, papa, sukha, dukha. You are just like in puppet, instrument. You don't have punya, papa. You don't have sukha, dukha. You don't have samsara. Bhagavan is having karma, he is karta, he is the bhokta, he is having punya papavan, therefore sukha dukha comes to Bhagavan, therefore he is a samsari. Bhagavan is bound, I am free from bondage. Clear? So, Ishvarasya samsaritva doshaha, dosha number 1. Dosha number 2, defect number 2. If Bhagavan alone is responsible, I am not at all responsible. I am puppet. What will happen? I am not a samsari. Jivasya asamsaritva doshaha. I don't have any punya papa. If I don't have punya papa, how I can get janma? No janma. If I don't have janma, I don't have samsara. Yes? Jivasya asamsaritva doshaha. I am free from punya papa. Jivasya asamsaritva doshaha. It is a dosha. Jiva is not asamsari. Jiva is having punya, papa, sukha, dukkha, janana, marana. Therefore, this is the second defect. Then the third defect, if Bhagavan alone is the cause for everything, Bhagavan is the cause for my sufferings. If he is the cause for my sufferings, he is compassionless. Grina means compassion. Nirghrinavan, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is compassionless. Nirghrinya doshaha. Bhagavan will be a compassionless God. Is it not dosha? If I look at Bhagavan is responsible for everything, I am not responsible. Then Bhagavan is giving sufferings to me. For everyone's suffering, Bhagavan is the cause. If Bhagavan alone is responsible for my future, so Bhagavan is the cause, compassionless, nirghrinya doshaha. We are making Bhagavan compassionless. Daya rahitaha. So dosha. When this dosha comes, when I accept my prarabdha or my fate is in Bhagavan's hand, he is responsible for my future, there is a dosha. This is the third dosha. Then fourth dosha, if Bhagavan is responsible, some people are enjoying life, some people are suffering. Some people are very, very happy. Some people are very, very miserable. That means Bhagavan is responsible for the disparity. Bhagavan is having partiality, pakshapata buddhi. If Bhagavan alone is responsible, I am attributing this dosha defect to Bhagavan. I do puja, but mentally, I attribute this dosha to Bhagavan, unknowingly. What? You are so partial. You are giving so many things to my neighbor. That to my brother-in-law. He is not at all doing much puja like me. He is not doing, but you are giving more to him. You are not giving to me. You are so partial. I know you are partial. Otherwise, why you do like this? We question Bhagavan. Vaishamya doshaha, partiality defect, we are attributing to Bhagavan. Fourth defect. Then fifth defect is, if I don't accept I am responsible, Bhagavan only responsible, I am just an instrument in the Bhagavan's hand, what is the problem now? I don't accept my purushartha. Moha abhavaha. I am not having any delusion, any confusion. I don't have any free will. I don't have any choice. Because Bhagavan only doing everything. I don't have any choice in my hands. Therefore, I reject my free will. Purushartha hanihi is the dosha, another dosha, fifth dosha. I reject my free will. What do you mean by free will? Choice. I reject my choice or free will. Then last and final defect is, when the person driving the car, the rules and regulations to be followed, traffic rules, to be followed by the driver or the car, the driver, not by the car. Why? Car is just instrument. It's like a puppet in the hands of the owner who is sitting driving the car. Car need not follow any traffic rules, signals. Similarly, I am the instrument like car in the hands of Bhagavan. Bhagavan driving. Bhagavan has to follow what? All dharma, rules and regulations. Bhagavan has to follow. Dharma Shastra for whom? Not for me. For Bhagavan. Given by whom? For Bhagavan. By Bhagavan, Dharma Shastra is given. Bhagavan only has to follow rules and regulations. Why? Because he is the one who is driving my future life. I am just instrument. So dharma shastra hanihi. Dharma shastra become redundant to me. Bhagavan has to follow dharma shastra and I have to follow myself. Once I take Bhagavan, alone is responsible. Karta, therefore dharma vidhi nisheda has to be followed by him only. Dosham dhani. Dharma shastra is meant for us or Bhagavan? For us only. Adi teriyum. If we say Bhagavan alone is responsible for everything, in the dosha we are contributing to Bhagavan. Adha nama contribution. Not payasam. Panchamritam. This panchamritam we eat. And we are contributing to Bhagavan. His dharma shastra vayarcha dosham. How many doshas are there? 6 doshas. Therefore, Shastra says, do you want to attribute all these doshas which are not there to Bhagavan, you are attributing to Bhagavan? And which doshas you have, you want to just drop? This is not right thinking. Then, when you look at Shastra says, I will guide you how you have to think. Faith is also one of the factors for your future. Faith or prarabdha karma, that is the only factor you should not say. My vidhi ai madiyal ellalame. Vidhi is fit, madiyal means with free will. You can. Shastra says, free will you have to accept. Purushartha, you have choice. Every human being is having choice. Fate is one of the factors. It is contributing to your future life. It is one of the factors. What is the other factor? Your free will is also the other factor. What is the difference between fatalism and fate? What is the difference between fate and fatalism? If I accept fate temporarily, first example what I have given, that story, 6.5 lakh jewels, later she got it. She remembered where she has kept. When she prayed to the Lord and she sat in front of the Lord, she felt, Bhagavan, you have given me this crisis only to teach me a lesson. And she cried and just praying to the Lord, this thought came in her mind, maybe I might have kept that jewel so-and-so place. Immediately she went there and she saw that jewels all are there intact in her own birwa. Somewhere, and files kadi keele. Underneath of the files, all jewels are there. Morning she was sharing this with me. The right example I have got today to my lecture. So, the difference between fate and fatalism is, if I say fate alone is determining factor of my future, that's called fatalism. If fate alone is the determining factor of my future, if I say that, it is called fatalism. I am a fatalist. Fate means I accept fate also. Fate is also having a role with regard to my future. I don't reject fate totally. But at the same time, with prayer, I influence my future. With prayer, prarthana, daiva prarthana, I can influence my fate, which is one of the contributory factors of my future. Very important, you have to understand. I do prayers to influence my fate, which is having the role, one of the contributory factors. Are you getting the point? I do prayers. Now you know why we are doing prayers. Prayers are meant to influence my fate. Which fate is going to be the contributory factor to my future prosperity or future development? I repeat once again, never stop prayers. I do prayers to the Lord. By those prayers, I influence my prarabdha karma or fate, which is one of the contributory factors for my future development, prosperity. This is the role of the prayer. I accept prayer. I do prayer. Prayer is meant for this. Fate is one of the contributory factors. One of the contributory factors, if I say, I am not a fatalist. Fate is one of the contributory factors, if I say, one of the contributory factors for my future, if I say, I am not a fatalist. If I say, that is the only factor, if I say, I am fatalist. Now you know what is the difference between fate and fatalism? Therefore, Shastra never rejects fate. Shastra accepts the fate. Shastra tells us, may you all understand your karmas which you have done in previous janmas, they are bound to give phalam in the form of sukha, dukkha. They come to you without advance notice. They will come to you. But you can do prayers. You go to an astrologer, show your horoscope, in which house that planet is sitting, facing whom, which planet is facing whom. Nothing wrong in that. Like fuel indicator. Nothing wrong. Now come to the next point. Free will I use to influence my plans. For future, I have to do plans. A planning is required for my future prosperity, for my future development. I have to do some planning. You are all doing planning or not? House planning. So many plannings you are doing. Financial, whole planning. Everything is planning. This planning to be influenced by my free will. I use my free will to influence my future planning.
So
my free will, I use my choice. I use for what purpose? To influence my plan. Plan for what? For my future prosperity. For my future development. At what level? Either student level, or employee level, or householder level. Whatever it may be, the level, stage of life. But we are all looking forward future. What type of future you want? Prosperous. Happy New Year. You are telling, no? Happy prosperous New Year. Yeah? 2015. Prosperous. That itself shows looking forward. Looking forward. Therefore, free will, I use my purushartha to influence my future plans, my future life development, prosperity. Because my free will, my choice is also one of the factors in my future. God alone is not responsible. God is only karma phala data. Your fate prarabdha is not at all connected to Bhagavan. Isn't it? He has given 9 planets. He asked 9 planets, you all go there and show the direction to that jiva. Who has done lot of karma. His karma phalam, may you all show the direction. He has given 9 planets. That's why Navagrahas in the temple. You see people, pradakshanam they are doing. Now understand what is fate, what is free will, the role of fate, the role of free will. How do I know I have free will? How to know? How do I know I have free will? What is free will? We do not know. Whether we have free will or not, we do not know. Shastra says, you can know that you have free will or not. I will tell you. Shastra says, how? When you get up in the morning, early morning, and you start thinking, today I have to attend a marriage function, or Shivaratri function in Echklam, Shivaratri function. Which sari I have to wear? Which sari I have to wear? And matching necklace or chain, what I have to wear. Whether to wear this or not. Last year, which one I don't remember. So, which one I have to wear? Then, what type of chappal I have to wear? New one or older one? And bag, vanity bag, which one? This choice, you see. This choice itself is the indicator. It shows that you have free will. A cow doesn't have a free will. Today what I have to eat? My milk they will take to Abhishekam or not? No cow has got a choice. Let my milk only should be taken to that Abhishekam, to that Lord Shiva. No. Let me eat today this type of food. Let me go to Woodlands Hotel today. Every day why I have to eat toad? Grass only, why I have to eat? That too dry grass, Chennai, no green grass. Let me go and eat today dosai and vadai and idli. No cow has got this choice. No tiger can choose whether to stay in zoological park or to stay in the forest. No tiger can choose. There is no choice for animals. There is no choice for birds. There is no choice for any being in the creation except human beings. How do you know? They don't have clash. They don't have conflict. Because they don't have choice, therefore there is no conflict. Whenever, wherever there is a conflict, remember, the conflict is because of choice. The more choice, more conflict. Boy is coming from USA to see a girl to get married, and 10 girls are ready, 10 jatakams are ready. Now I have to say ulta in another way. Girls are coming to see boys. You know, girls are not available. There are many boys, but no girl is available. Girls are coming. Today, their daughter came here. Yes. See, it happens like that, no? What example I am giving? Exactly happening today. Their daughter reached from USA today only, morning. For Nishchitartham. Yeah, so-and-so date, Nishchitartham also. And choose the boy they have selected. The choice, you see. Wherever there is a conflict, there is a choice. Wherever there is a choice, remember there is a free will. Conflict is because of choice. Choice is because of free will. Now do you have conflict or not? Not only marriage, vishayam, in anything. What to wear, what to eat, what type of house I need, a house decoration, interior decoration. Choice, oh choice. Choice matrame irunda paravala swamini, conflict, oh conflict. That is the problem. That itself is the indication you have free will. Purushartha, Purusha Prayatnam, you are not living by instinct. Animals are living instinctly. Just instinctly they are living. If I reject my free will, if I am a fatalist, Bhagavan only responds me if I say whether to talk with that person or not. Whether to talk with that person or not. I don't have free will. அவனின்றி ஓரளவு அசையாது எல்லாமே அவர் தான் சொன்ன. எனக்கு ஃப்ரீ வில்லே கிடையாது சொன்ன. அவனு கூட பேசணுமா வேண்டாமா புரியலையோ? இஃப் ஹி ரிஜெக்ட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ வில், ஹூ இஸ் ஹீ? இஃப் ஹி ரிஜெக்ட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ வில், ஹி இஸ் அனிமல். எஸ் சார் நோ? ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் சாய்ஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஃப்ரீ வில். இஃப் ஹீ சேஸ் ஹி இஸ் குட் ஆஸ் குட் ஆஸ் சேயிங் ஐ ஆம் not a human being, that's all. I am not a human being means what? What you are? Dash, dash, dash. Do you want to talk with that person? That's what I am asking. We never consider such a person. Once you reject your free will, that means what? Free will is alone is sufficient. No. Free will is also playing a role. Fate is also playing a role. Understand? Some people, total free will. Total freedom is problem. Okay. Total free will, total. No. That is why we have to understand. Understand your life is governed. Future determined by the prarabdha also, and your future is influenced by free will also. Both are there. Do prayers. Bhagavan, give me strength to face my fate. Give me strength to face my prarabdha, my destiny. I do not know what is going to happen to this body at any moment, to my members, to my people in future. I do not know. Bhagavan only knows. I pray to the Lord to get strength, mental strength. Therefore, to follow free will, I have to know the vidhi nisheda of shastra. To plan, what you use? To plan for your future, what you use? Paper. I use paper, Swamini, for my planning. I use New Year calendar for my year plan. I am not asking that calendar or paper. you are using your buddhi, your intellect. Yes? That buddhi has to be governed by vidhi nishedha of shastra. The buddhi I am using for my planning, which planning is useful for my future prosperity, that buddhi has to be governed, controlled, disciplined by shastra, vidhi nishedha. Satya buddhi, which is backed by shastra, how do I know this vidhi nishedha to follow? Guru alone is sharanam. Guruve sharanam. Which guru? Which guru is holding the shastra and teaching the shastra, that guru alone guide my intellect by giving vidhi nishedha. Then I use my buddhi. That buddhi, which is governed by shastra, with the help of guru, that buddhi controls sense organs, mind, with regard to my future plan. That buddhi controls the sense organs and mind. That controlled mind or sense organs controls my journey, my life journey. Once my sense organs, mind is controlled, they control my life journey. That controlled life journey controls my destiny. Controls life journey controls my destiny. Therefore, we have to understand Shubha Shubhabhyam Margabhyam Vahanti Vasana Sarit Paurushena Prayatrena Yojaniya Shubhepati Indriyasya Arthe Ragadveshav Vyavasthitav. Your plans which are coming in your buddhi should not be controlled by, governed by your likes and dislikes. They are bound to be there, likes and dislikes, but never allow them, your likes and dislikes, to come and dominate in your plans. Vidhi nishedha should play the role, not my ragadvesha. Therefore, my life is determined by, my destiny is determined by a disciplined life journey. A disciplined life journey is determined by disciplined sense organs, disciplined mind. Bhagavan Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ragadvesha Vyuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaischaran Atmavasyai Vidheyatma Prasadam Adhigachyati. Your peace, security, happiness comes when you have Shama Dama, mind control, sense control. They can be achieved only when the buddhi is disciplined by do's and don'ts. When the do's and don'ts you follow with the help of shastra and guru, either sometimes faith may be predominant in my future prosperity or development, sometimes faith is predominant. Faith means don't take only bad prarabdha, there is good prarabdha also. No? Punya, papa, both are there. Good prarabdha or bad prarabdha, sometimes it may be predominant. Or sometimes future is fructifying, that comes, development, prosperity comes when sometimes the free will is predominant. Sometimes free will can be predominant, sometimes punya papa phalam prarabdha is predominant. Whatever it may be, paurusheda prayatrena, let me take my own effort. Paurusheda prayatrena, yojaniya shubhepati, my future prosperity, my future development is based on my free will. I have choice because I have a conflict. This choice to be backed by Vidhi Nishedha. That Vidhi Nishedha has to be backed by the guidance of a Guru. So prayer is useful. Puja is useful. For what purpose? To influence my prarabdha, fate. Therefore, on this auspicious Shivaratri day, all of us seek the blessings of Lord Shiva, the Ishvara, whomever you worship in any form, in any name. Seek the blessings of the Lord to understand the role of fate and the role of free will in my life. Today onwards, I will never blame the Lord at any time, in any situation. Make it a point. And ask, O Lord, forgive me for previous whatever blames I have done on you, attributed to you, Minda, Bhagavan means, unknowingly. Please excuse me. Please excuse me. I am your child. Please give me total bhakti. Let my heart with full of pure devotion, and I seek your blessings. This must be the prayer. Okay? So, fate and free will. If we understand properly their role in determining our future prosperity and development, our mind is so relaxed, so clear. With this, I conclude. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.